Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And beloved, there has been a lot of activity in the last few weeks as we watch the nations launch into rumors of war. That's the name of our podcast today, and it's a name that the Holy Spirit gave me. He called it Rumors of War. Now, we're listening to all that the news sources are reporting, but I come to you today with a word from the Lord that tells you that it's not all that it seems to be. Now, I have to admit that this wasn't my plan to talk about this subject. I've talked about it with my prayer group. In fact, this word came from a prayer group meeting that was about 2 weeks ago. But the Lord brought this back to me on more than one occasion, and He brought it back to me just yesterday as I was releasing another word concerning what was going on over in Europe. But I want to share with you what the Lord gave me because it is an important message for this time and this season, and also for the seasons to come. So about 2 weeks ago, we were praying about the situation with Russia. And this was before the war actually started in Ukraine. And it was not just about Russia. The Lord, as we were praying, started revealing things about other nations as well. But one of the things He said, He urged us not to get wrapped up in what the media or what even the American government was saying about what's happening in Europe. And I want to urge each of you, even after listening to this message, every believer needs to get in prayer and ask God to reveal the truth. Not only the truth about what you're seeing, but the truth about what you should be doing in this hour. So regardless of what you're hearing, get in prayer, talk to God, and obey Him, and listen to Him only. The Spirit of God says, don't be moved by rumors of wars. It's not what you think. Don't be moved by rumors of wars. It's not what you think. And then He explains and He shows and demonstrates through what I'm going to share with you that this is just another ploy by the enemy to keep us from our divine destiny. Now, I don't care how loud the enemy is speaking. Don't let the rumors of war shake you. Don't let it shake you from what you know to be true or from what God is telling you. Don't let the pictures that you see on the news or in the newspaper get your attention away from the promises of God for your life. Stay focused. Now, I have to emphasize this. If you haven't figured it out yet, let me show you something. Because even since 2020 and that virus was unleashed, the devil has been jerking our chains. Think about it. They told you it was deadly. Sure, people died, but not necessarily from the virus. That's all going to be coming out. Did it matter to the devil what you believed? No, not as long as he had your attention, and that's what he wanted. He wanted your attention away from God and on himself. Then after that, we were told we had to wear masks and you couldn't congregate at the churches and public places. Then they told us about a vaccine. And yet, even after the vaccine, that wasn't working. You had to remain masked. And then they decided they want to go and make it mandatory for corporations to force people to take the vaccine. You know, they told you then, after even all that, that the virus was going to remain in here forever with more and more variations coming up. So think about it. Why did all of those things happen? There's only one answer. They all happened, but they also all came to naught because it's a ploy of the enemy. It's a scheme of the devil to keep you away from the truth. And that is the word of God and the promise of God for your life. It's all a distraction. And many of you followed me from the very beginning with the 2020 election. And the Lord kept saying it was not about who was in the White House, but whom America would serve. And He showed a platform where the enemy had a platform that was worldwide, speaking one thing to distract the earth, while on the other side, God was releasing blessings. Behind the scenes, God was moving. This is the same picture, the same track. So I want to stress this to you. You have to ask yourself about the truth. What is the truth? Jesus said God's word is true. So the thing is, God's word and what He's speaking by His Spirit is revealing the truth. It's not what you're seeing necessarily, because a lot of what you're seeing has been staged for effect. So without God, you cannot tell the difference between a truth and a lie. And in this season, in this holy season, God is exposing the truth about what is done in the dark. He's unveiling everything. Now, if you're a praying person, God has already revealed certain aspects of the truth to your spirit. So meditate on that truth. Regardless of what you're seeing and what you're hearing in the world around you, meditate on what God is showing you. So let me finish with what the Lord showed me about what's going on with these rumors of war. So it's been almost 2 weeks ago, and the Lord gave this word to me, and we were praying, and the Lord brought up 2 Chronicles 20:20. And those of you Bible students, you understand where we're going with this. It was a story in the Bible where several mighty kings decided to band together to destroy God's people. Pause. That's what's going on in the world. That's what we're seeing now. Some of you have heard me say, that the Lord has said that what we're seeing in the world is a wicked council of men and women who are trying to control things. They want a one world order. They want to take out the people of God. They want to remove us so that they can take over the world. And that's what was going on back in 2 Chronicles 20:20, where these mighty kings decided to band together to destroy God's people. But when God's people decided to fast and pray, they got a word from the Lord, and they went out praising before the armies. And the story goes that the armies were ambushed. They destroyed each other. And the Lord says, watch and see what happens. Not only what happens, but what comes about and what's really going on in Ukraine. We're hearing about the miracles, about the appearance of angels. We're hearing about the sabotage that's been going on with the Russian army. You're not hearing that on the national news. But people who are in Ukraine are reporting those stories to their Christian sources. And also God is revealing that it's not just Russia who's in this war. It's also the United States and other nations behind this action. According to God, he says, our U.S. leaders, along with other world leaders, have made secret agreements over Ukraine. They're looking for great profits from this war, says God. But yea, it will not succeed. For I, the Lord your God, have a greater plan to transfer the wealth of these nations to my people in this hour. Watch, therefore, as my hand is stretched out against these paper doll leaders who think they can overtake my chosen people in this and other lands. Watch as they devour one another. Watch as I, the Lord, the ruler, the true king of the earth, siphon their wealth and resources and transfer it to my people, who will take care of the people and not look to line their pockets with wealth. In their greed, they have launched attacks against my people in the Ukraine. It shall fail to their demise, but to my people it will be a praise to my glory. And this, my finest hour before the return of my son to reclaim this earth for his throne. And that's the direct word of the Lord concerning what's going on in Europe right now. Recently, we released another prophecy on letstalkprophecy.com, which is our prophecy site. And it was amazing because it wasn't until I released that prophecy that I realized that this prophecy that I just read for you had come almost 2 weeks earlier. So it was amazing God brought this back to my memory to include both of them in this particular episode. Again, this was a word the Lord gave us last week as we were in prayer. And we were praying for the people of Ukraine this time. And the Lord revealed that deals were made in that war with many of our U.S. leaders. And the Lord said, these deals were made for riches that won't be seen. He says that promises were made that will not be kept. Consequently, those who entered into those deals will turn on one another. He said again, it will be an ambush where the wicked will destroy one another. And he said, in the public square, the enemy will retaliate against U.S. leaders. And they're about to bring the fight to our shores. But the Lord says to his people, do not fear. The Lord calls it fallout, political fallout. So he advises us to get in prayer, hunker down for the fight of your life and your destiny. But he says the battle is necessary. It is the only way for his people to be free to live the life that he has ordained for us. So it's not the devil moving up on the earth when you see all this evil. No, it's the move of God. And what's happening is the enemy's trying to stop God. So he's retaliating. He's using deception. He's using a lot of things to get our attention away from what God is doing and onto what crisis and chaos he's creating. But God is saying, don't be distracted. Then I heard the Lord say he was revealing every secret thing, both good and evil. Now, let me pause here because we're talking about some evil things happening. Let me tell you the good things that God revealed. Now, I saw this when he first gave us a 2020 election prophecy where I saw the devil on the stage using puppets and the world was capturing attention. But what I saw on the outside of that arena, I saw wealth being transferred. I saw blessings being had, supernatural health and healing going on outside that arena. And what God is saying here, he's exposing and revealing the good and the evil. And what I saw this time was indeed good. And this is good news for God's people who will hear the voice and obey the voice of God in this hour. Listen, evil's being exposed. That's only part of it. But I saw the hand of the Lord releasing wealth, tremendous wealth to his faithful people in this hour. And I heard the Holy Spirit say that this wealth were the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places. And then I saw businesses, I saw hospitals and institutions and all kinds of establishments being vacated. And those who were at the top of these organizations, they were not closing up shop. They left. They were abandoning the ship and leaving the workers behind to fend for themselves. That's where we are in the world. So I want you to take heed to the time and the seasons in which we live right now. As the Holy Spirit said, this is a season of activation for the people of God, for the purposes of the kingdom of God. So you have to stop and ask yourself, what has God given you? What has He spoken to you about in the past that has not yet been done? Now is the time to pull it out, dust it off, and pray about it, because God is activating people who are prepared to move in this hour. And I'm hearing this so clearly in the realm of the Spirit that now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time. The devil has heard, the devil has sent his last distraction, is what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit says, before God launches a full-scale launch of everything He's got on His side. So it's over for the devil. Therefore, take your eyes off of what's happening in the world and focus your gaze upon the plan and purpose of God for your life, for your ministry, for your family, your business, whatever God has called you to in this hour. Do you have a plan from God? If you do, call it forth now in all the detail. Call it forth in Jesus' name. Keep calling it forth like Jesus called Lazarus from the grave. You call it forth now and expect to receive that thing that God gave you. Now also, I'm hearing in my spirit, expect to receive keys. I saw keys then, I'm seeing keys now, being given to people of God. And these are keys to take over these organizations, these establishments, these businesses that are being vacated. This indeed is the wealth transfer. Many people kept thinking it was going to be money falling out of the sky. What God is doing is giving you industries. He's giving you businesses for those who are prepared. You can step right into these these industries, these businesses and establishments and organizations and be the top dog for the kingdom. Meaning, what people talk about the seven mountains of influence and how the evil people at the top. Well, God is removing the evil people in this hour for those who are anointed and appointed by the kingdom of God to take over. So if that's you, you have a plan, call it forth. Get ready to step out. We're ready to launch. Now listen, people of God, I know the enemy is doing a great job of deceiving everyone about what's going on, but you have to understand, God wrote the script. Let me say that again. God wrote the script. Now I told you in previous episodes that God said that this, where we are now, is His grand finale before Jesus returns. He's saying He wrote the script. It's His grand finale. It's His grand finale. It's God's grand finale. And you have to understand, people, He created us. Acts 17:26 says that God created us, all human beings, all mankind, from one blood, all the nations. He created us from one blood, and He appointed where we would dwell on the face of the earth, and He determined our times and seasons beforehand. So everything you're seeing here, God scripted it out, frame by frame, act by act. So it doesn't matter what these people are doing in the world, what this wicked council is doing. They're merely actors in a stage play that God Himself wrote from Genesis to Revelation. There's nothing new here. So therefore, if you want to know what's going on, if you want direction, go to the director, go to the writer, go to the creator, go to the script. God's word, the Bible, is the script. But you have to know what portions are happening now. Because a lot of what you're seeing, people is calling this the end of the world. No. Talk to the writer. There's a script here, but it's not complete. It's complete for what we need to know, but it was never meant to be used alone. You have to be in contact with the writer of the script to be able to understand. The Holy Spirit has to interpret the times and seasons that only God knows. The book is not going to tell you the times and seasons. It gives you a hint of what to expect. But even Jesus said, He doesn't know the time and season when the kingdom is going to be restored. He said, that's only for God to know. It's in God's power. So therefore, you can have the book, but what's done is being done by God's power in His timing. And God has said, this is His grand finale. So what do? We go back to Matthew 24, where Jesus says, take heed that no man deceive you. That's Matthew 24:4. Take heed that no man deceive you. And then He goes to explain why. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, think about it. There aren't many people out here claiming to be Jesus Christ. There may be a few, but that's not what this is saying. There are many people who are claiming to be the anointed voice of authority for this hour. I don't care if it's the media or government leaders. They're not claiming to be Christ, Christos. They're claiming to be appointed and anointed. There's a difference. They are anointed by Satan, the devil. Their spirit is coming from the pit of hell. And that's what Jesus is saying. There are going to be many saying that they're anointed, but they're not anointed by Christ, the anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit of God. But Jesus also tells us in that same chapter, he said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you do not be troubled. See that ye be not troubled." Okay, did you hear that? You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but don't be troubled. So don't let the news reports or the newspapers trouble you. Why? Jesus continues with the answer why. He says, "For all these things must come to pass." Did you hear that? Jesus said, all these things, the wars and rumors of wars must come to pass. But do you ask yourself, why did Jesus say that? Here's a hint. Jesus only spoke what the Father told him to speak. He only spoke the will of the Father. Therefore, if all these wars and rumors of wars must come to pass, it must be the will of the Father. Not saying he started it, but he's using this for his will. Think about it. He told us what's going to happen. Yeah, they can march forward in their evil plans, but they're going to ambush one another. They're going to devour one another. They're going to destroy one another. But don't you be troubled by that. I'll never forget the vision the Lord gave me where I saw death. I saw people dropping in the grave and Jesus was standing there and I was shaken. I just saw so many people, leaders or whatever, just dropping and going in the grave. And I fell to my knees for repentance and the Lord said, "Get up. There's much work to do." He would not let me sorrow or grieve for the people who were dying. He said, "There's much work to be done." The deaths, even though it's not his will, because of the wars and rumors of wars, it is necessary. Now, are there innocent people in these wars? Yes. And we pray for God's covering of them. But the wars are not about the people in those nations. The wars are about the wicked leaders and the wicked council of leaders that the Lord is saying will retreat in this hour. But again, Jesus says, don't be troubled by these things when you see them. The end is not yet. Oh, somebody better hear this. It's not the end of the world. Jesus is not going to break through the sky. That's what the devil would have you believe. That's what religion would have you believe. But Jesus spoke. Read the script. It's not the time. The end is not yet. So no matter who's warring against whom, we will continue to pray for the innocent victims of these wars. We will pray God's divine protection and provision over their lives while God deals with these wicked leaders. And we will send the angelic hosts to the war zones to do the will of the Father on the behalf of that nation. God is looking at bringing in nations. And that's what this is about. But it begins with nations' leaders. What I saw from all this, and I saw it coming from the ashes of all this and future wars. I saw what God called the last book of Acts. I really saw things happening supernaturally from the kingdom of God that he called the last book of Acts. He says, those who are coming forth with his projects in this hour, who are ordained by God to step forward, these are the last apostles. So, beloved, we're writing the last book of Acts here. So we're writing history that's going to go down in the books. And it's time for you to seek out the Lord and find out what your chapter is in this book. Because if you're alive, you're in the book. Just ask God to reveal what you should be doing. What is your portion to be doing in this hour? In the meantime, we continue to pray for the people of Ukraine, people of Russia, and for all the people from all the nations who are secretly involved in this war. Because as God said, there's many leaders involved here. And understand, this is not the time to go around in deception. It's not time to be in fear. It's not time to be troubled by what you're seeing in the world. Beloved, this is the most exciting time to be in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is the only refuge from what will be happening in the earth until Jesus comes. Now, I hope this word has been a source of inspiration and also give comfort for those who are needing it in this hour. But take heed to the word of the Lord for this hour. Take heed to the word and realize that it's not what it seems. There are rumors of wars, but God is revealing and exposing both the good and the evil. So take heed to the word of the Lord for this hour. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.